Hello, everyone. Today is September 19th, 2013. And my name is Michael Gruninger, and together with Peter Yim, we will be facilitating the Ontology Summit themed community brainstorm session today. As everyone's aware, the Ontology Summit is an annual series of events, which started back in 2006, that involves the ontology community and other diverse communities that all come together around a particular theme. And our mission today is to provide a short list of ideas for the theme for Ontology Summit 2014. Now, while the actual events of the summit will begin in January and proceed virtually until April, followed by a face-to-face Ontology Summit symposium, again, dates to be determined, we're not doing any planning today. What we're primarily doing today is, again, coming up with a short list of potential themes. So if you go to the slides, and move to slide two. In addition to coming up having this open discussion and brainstorming of possible themes, we may also, if time allows, kind of start identifying potential people who could join the organizing committee, who will make the final selection of which theme will be Ontology Summit 2014. On slide three, I just have a list here of what we've done in previous summits. So the original one back in 2006 was called the Upper Ontology Summit, where we gathered representatives from a wide variety of upper ontologies that are used in practice. That was followed in 2007 by a summit that looked at ontologies, taxonomies, folksonomies, looking at all these different sorts of things that people call ontologies and coming up with a nice framework for that. In 2008, we did the Towards an Open Ontology Repository, and this occurred in parallel to the creation of the Open Ontology Repository Initiative, which still continues today. In 2009, we had a summit on Toward Ontology-Based Standards, and this has also developed. It's become a kind of a semi-regular series within Ontolog throughout the year. This coming next few months, we'll be having four sessions in the next round of the mini series. And also, I think this summit also contributed towards having a special interest group within the International Association of Ontology and its applications related to ontology-based standards. And actually, now that I think of it, there also the Open Ontology Repositories also led to a technical committee within the IAOA on related to ontology repositories. In 2010, we looked at creating ontologists of the future, so focusing in on education. And this, after the summit, this led to a special workshop at FOICE, the FOICE conference. And there's been some continuing discussion on this as to creating a textbook, an ontology textbook. And in fact, in 2 weeks, October 3rd, we'll have a special Ontolog session on that. So again, you can see that a lot of these summits have not just been a summit, but have led to other events following and developing on the theme. 2011, we had Making the Case for Ontology. 2012, Ontology for Big Systems. And just this past year, we had Ontology Evaluation across the Ontology Lifecycle. So after this past year's summit and symposium, we had the traditional postmortem session. So if we move to slide four, so these were five themes that I extracted from that session. So we had a bit of a brainstorming session there. It was part of that postmortem. So these were five topics that arose there. So one that was proposed by Todd Schneider was kind of looking around this idea of reasoning with ontologies. So, you know, how can we support reasoning, what does reasoning mean, how can reasoning be used, what are the other tools that can be used, etc. And Todd maybe wants to read some just comments on that when we're going through all the slides here. Amanda Weisem had proposed reasoning over linked data, so maybe these two things would be related in some way. Peter's been very enthusiastic about looking at ontologies and big data, so how can ontologies help with all the work that's being done with big data? I think it was Corey Kasnov had the proposed semantic federation as a theme. So If ontologies were initially proposed back in the late 80s, early 90s to support shareable, reusable knowledge bases, you know, kind of revisiting that theme. You know, to what extent do we have, can we support federation shareability and reusability? And then one idea I had, I proposed was ontologies in e-science. So, you know, looking at all kinds of other scientific applications, whether it be earth sciences, biology, chemistry, what have you. So before we open it up, I mean, the main idea today, like I said, is more of a brainstorming session. So it's not, I'm not presenting decisions here. I'm just presenting a few topics, a few themes that we have been proposed in the past few months. So before I open it up for the brainstorming part of today's meeting, I just want to raise something on the last slide, slide five. This is something that came up even in last year's, planning for last year's summit, but if you look at some of the summits we've had in the past, the themes, some themes have been ones where it's helped develop applied ontology as a stronger discipline, so kind of internally facing within the field. So looking at ontology evaluation, the thing as a field, how can we better come up with better ontologies that other people can use? You can think of education in a way of how can we as an ontology community help foster more training, and things like this. But there have also been themes that have been more external facing. So the big systems theme, you know, a couple of years ago, we had the ontology standards theme in 2009, which are kind of outward facing. So now the idea here is that the focus is on outreach to other communities that can potentially benefit from ontologies and the use of applied ontologies. And also in some way the theme promoted the adoption of applied ontologies. And I think we've seen that very successfully, say with the ontology-based standards work, where, you know, we have, you know, kind of initiated and fostered, some new standards projects that are closely related to ontologies. And so it's really helped the outreach from the ontology community into the standards community and the broader industrial, academic and government communities. So one question, you know, we may want to also, bigger question, I guess, would be, you know, do we want to have an internal facing theme this year or an external facing theme? That's just one kind of piece of input, into the overall discussion. Peter, do you have any other, comments before we open it up to the brainstorming part of the meeting?
No, that's a great start. So go ahead.
Okay, so I maybe might want to invite Todd and put him on the hot seat here. So one of the ideas that you had proposed at the postmortem was ontologies, reasoning with ontologies. Would you maybe start the ball rolling here with a few comments about that? Oh, did we mute everyone?
I did, so it's star 7, please.
Sorry, Todd, star 7.
And am I kind of transmitting now?
Yes.
Okay. One of the more important uses, I think, of ontologies, and this is coming from a systems perspective, is their ability to help automate things with very large, complex systems. Most of the things I get to deal with are very large and complex, and in fact, many of the things are telecommunication systems that we're using right now are very large and complex and require automation. And it is certainly the case that the use of ontologies can facilitate that. But in order to get that capability, the use of reasoning over the data and use of the ontologies is really required. And, of course, many times when people start developing ontologies, the issues of performance with regard to reasoning are not necessarily a prime or a very important requirement. So in addition to the fact that the way we do reasoning now is really 19th century, there's also the more pragmatic issues of performance with whatever capabilities, whatever reasoning engines we have currently. So one of the things that we might consider in general area of reasoning is bringing people in to talk about parallelism, localization. That is, everyone familiar with how routers work and routing? Is there a way, you know, can we find someone who wants to talk about how we can apply the, effectively the principles or the constructs from network routing in reasoning? maybe it's far-fetched.
So you're kind of envisioning something that's actually more technical on the reasoning side. So really looking at tools that could help.
Multiple aspects, both the specific tools, new ways of thinking, and then, as I mentioned, the pragmatic aspects in developing an ontology. Are there some, you know, best practices in terms of what you should not do? You know, depending on the reasoning engine, if you using equivalences can kill you. So pragmatic aspects too, Michael.
Okay.
But yeah, this is mostly, in terms of that last inward-outward thing, I guess this is more inward sort of looking, unfortunately. Now, I actually have some other suggestions to add later once we get to go through this list.
Okay, yeah, we're not really going through the list. I just, because one of the things, no, I think we could go through this. Let's do that. So unfortunately, Amanda's not here to talk about what her idea with reasoning over linked data. But Peter, would you want to say a few words, along the idea of, ontologies and big data? Like what were you sort of potentially thinking of there?
Yes, I brought that up because 2 years ago, when we were doing ontology for big systems, we actually had a plan to say this year we do, that was 2012, this year we do ontology for big systems, and then the next year we will do real work where we will be applying ontology for big data, particularly maybe come up with a challenge and so on. And at that time, one of our co-organizers, the National Coordination Office for U.S. Research in Networking and Information Technology, was also poised to come up with the challenge. And so that was a theme proposed for 2013. We ended up not doing it in 2013 and went for an internal facing topic, which was ontology evaluation. That went really well. But I think we still owe the world, or we still can leverage that opportunity to tell the world what can ontology do for big data. While we didn't do it, if you look at a lot of the conferences that have been going on in the last year and probably in the coming year, big data still sort of dominates the landscape. So I don't think it's too late. At one point we said we'll do ontology evaluation, sort of clean up our own act, and then when the other people feel that they fall short, we'll come up and tell them ontology can sort of contribute to the theme. So that's why I still think ontology and big data is at least a reasonable theme to suggest. I'm not sort of totally pushing for it at this point. I can see Leo has posted a point on the chat saying, how about a slight merger of topics, ontologies, and reasoning over big data. I think that's great. Maybe it's a good opportunity to hand this over to Leo and see what he thinks.
Peter?
Yeah.
Peter, before we hand it over to Leo, what do you have in mind when you talk about ontologies and big data? Can you provide some specifics, some examples to constrain my imagineering?
I would think, I mean, of all the things that big data people are trying to do. I mean, if you look at the big data people, I mean, they're analytics people, they're people who are trying to work with a huge amount of data with means that are not previously available in general sort of software engineering before. All those things I think would benefit when we add an additional layer of abstraction, namely ontologies, so that systems don't have to be hardwired. That's where I'm coming from. I think it could be sort of some sort of integrating strategies, some sort of interoperability enabler, and so on. I think all the things that we said ontologies would do. I mean, maybe while we were contemplating on, let's say, making the case for ontologies and all those things.
Okay, thank you. Ali has some comments in the chat box too that are relevant.
Yeah, go ahead. I can just repeat them verbally. But quickly, I think hybrid reasoning systems, in a lot of contexts, people pass off the reasoning to other mechanisms which aren't necessarily ontology. And it would be really interesting to see how people make that decision and what systems they use and how they integrate ontological reasoning into these other paradigms.
I guess the other thing too is, to what extent are you really talking about, like, the big data, right? So big data meaning data sets that, you can't actually say necessarily have locally. We think of that as kind of focusing on that aspect of big data, or is it something that's more maybe closer to what Amanda was thinking of, like, say, with linked data?
I would say all of the above, but I mean, I can see Leo's post that there is already, let's say, AAAI symposium on semantics for big data, and then Steve's has the theme that's coming up shortly on semantic technologies for big data. We obviously don't want to overlap those with those. Of course, it's sort of the same small crowd that are pushing these things, but we can sort of bring the best out of those and maybe give it more of the ontology focus.
Mm-hmm.
But Leo's hand is up.
Yeah, go ahead, Leo.
He has more to add. Leo, star 7. We cannot hear you, Leo. Maybe you. Okay, I will unmute you. Go ahead, Leo.
Yeah, can you hear me now?
Yes, but you have to start all over.
That's fine. I recognize that I was muted on your side. This would also enable us to bring maybe more folks in from the semantic web. So, for example, the AAAI Fall Symposium, that's, it's Pascal Hitzler, Christoph Janowitz, Jim Hendler, Frank Van Harmelen, two of which probably, participate in our activities here, so Pascal and Christoph. Which I think is good if we could kind of combine the two communities a little better. At STIDS, again, some of our same folks are going to be there. For example, Pascal is going to give a tutorial, but also Benjamin Grossoff is going to be an invited speaker, and so we have some overlap. What I'm thinking, typically in big data, the database folks or the NEO database folks, the NoSQL database folks, they think of quantitative analysis really for big data. So they're trying to use like machine learning and text analysis, data mining primarily. But what they don't understand really is that behind those things are or should be models, the interpretations of what these things are. Largely, they're in the minds, still in the minds of humans. So, I would see some correspondence to what Ali has suggested too, this hybrid reasoning, because in general with big data, you may have levels of reasoning, right? So you may want to do something very quickly, very fast, But you may want to switch to more complex reasoning when you dig down into a particular spike that you found that's extremely relevant to what you're doing, and yet and is covered by ontologies. This is why I suggest maybe this intersection or merger of those topics.
So before I make a comment here, just to remind everyone, what we'll be doing is kind of help moderate this discussion. There's the little hand at the lower right-hand corner of the chat page, and just click on that, and then we can kind of go through people's comments in a nice orderly fashion. I really like this idea that Leos mentioned. The kind of addressing this issue that sometimes it seems like the semantic web community and the ontology community are drifting apart or have drifted apart or maybe never even met, but to have a summit that really looks at that context as well, to bring the communities together and to say, how can ontologies, how can we bring ontological analysis to the practice of what people are doing in the web and that sort of idea. So it's something along those lines I would be really enthusiastic about. Allie.
On that same point, I think in terms of what both Leo and Peter and Todd suggested, often when the ontology community looks at what the semantic web community has created, we think that they don't have enough semantics in what they're actually doing. And in many cases, when at least I've spoken to some of them, part of the rationale is that the semantics are going to be processed using some other way, whether it's going to be based on some human interpretation or they have some other piece of software that's coded to handle reasoning over those semantics. So making those explicit could help bridge these two communities as well.
Yeah, and I think there's a wide variety of topics that could be kind of included under this umbrella of bringing the web community and the ontology, formal applied ontology community together. I think a lot of the aspects of linked data would apply there. Allie and Todd mentioned, I think that there's aspects of reasoning there because sometimes, reasoning is that irritant, between the two communities. What do you think, Peter? Would you think that if we had that as a big umbrella topic, and so that big data becomes like a track within that, would they think that would work out?
I think that would be great. One thing we could also discuss is, as I put on the chat too, we barely just started to plan out a series on ontologies, rules, and reasoning, the logic programming in reasoning applications, the rules reasoning LP mini series. That, in a way, as Todd points out, is an overlap. And of course, we could also sort of leverage that as an opportunity and see how these things could complement one another, the mini series, and then moving into the ontology summit. I assume, if we bring on this merged topic, a lot of the material, of course, and the people that are in the rules reasoning LP mini series will show up again in the context of the ontology summit.
Yeah, they can also still be, fairly diverse. I think if we were looking at reasoning as being a track within a web and ontology sort of summit, then, there's other kinds of reasoning that's involved, like Allie had mentioned, the hybrid systems, the actual DL reasoners and things like that. So I could see there being some contribution, from this series, from the current rules reasoning series, but I wouldn't necessarily see it being identical overlap.
Oh, definitely not identical.
Right.
You and I talked a little bit about it. We almost wanted to we consider whether we wanted this themes brainstormed before the scheduling and the conclusion, as you pointed out, was set. Since it's only the beginning of the that other mini series during which we would be doing sort of the fundamental rules, the basic concepts, the core concepts, and so on. Actually, it will pave the way for the next summit, even if we were to do reasoning in a serious way in the summit. Yes.
Todd.
Peter, I put something in the chat there. What's the schedule for this rules reasoning LT series?
Yes, I'm just going to put a chat, or I will put it on the the chat for you.
And the reason I'm asking is because, yes, even though there's an overlap, as Ali pointed out, there's the issue of hybrid reasoning, which for big data seems more pertinent. If you want to do inductive reasoning over the data as opposed to just deductive reasoning, if you want to do abductive reasoning and so on. So there's a wide swath of types of reasoning that could be considered in the context of big data, and I'm sure some of these capabilities are being applied. But of course, as Ali points out here, we may be going too broad. But one of the reasons to ask about the schedule is, since we only have to make a decision in December, we may be able to garner some direction from what happens during the series. That is the reasonings, the rules, and LP series.
Yes, if you can see.
But no, I think the thing would be that reasoning would be like a potentially a track in this broader idea.
Right.
Ali.
I recall from the past sometimes when we have too broad of a theme, they're putting, for example, if we were to put reasoning in one track, there just might be too much ground to cover to be able to generate something actionable from that one track that also fits into the broader theme. That's just one concern. The other point that I just want to elaborate a bit is, when I say hybrid reasoning, I mean that to include, for example, using machine learning to do some aspects of a broader sort of information or knowledge processing task, or similarly relying on a human to make certain inferences based on information that is presented to them. For me, all of those fall under hybrid reasoning in terms of how I was using the term.
Yeah, I guess you also just think of this idea, you're right, I mean, this idea of having, bringing the semantic web and ontology, formal applied ontology communities together, that is pretty vague. and then we would need to, try to focus that a little bit more, but I don't know if it's too big an umbrella, but I think it's something that, we want to do something about. We want to kind of build some bridges there sooner than later. Todd.
Extending what Ali said about machine learning, one of the aspects that we haven't mentioned here, and again in the context of big data, is the creation of the ontologies that would be of use in doing something with big data. So, and the reason I think of this as being connected to what Ali said has to do with machine learning. You've got a big set of data that has some natural language attributes in there or descriptions. Can you mine that to create an ontology, or at least as a proto-ontology from which you can then devise an ontology and go back and do the analytics that, or whatever other analysis you may want to apply?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, the whole area of creating ontologies, We really haven't touched on to any great extent. Of course, maybe I'm being delusional here. But that's a serious challenge. And, you talked about the semantic web community. One of the things I pointed out at one of the SIDS conferences, well, there are not many ontologists, but the heck of a lot of people in semantic web, so we'd really like to subvert them, or convert them, shall we say. And providing them with some ways to create good ontologies in a semi-automated fashion would be of benefit for everybody.
Okay. Trying to capture some of that, that's good, in the chat there. Peter.
Yes, I really welcome this theme, as most of you probably realize. I've always been in for trying to use the Ontology Summit to do outreach. So even if I can't get my way every year, I've been pushing at least we do alternate year, maybe 1 year we have an internally facing team, the next year we have an externally facing team, and I hope, this next year we have a sort of, external, outreach type theme, and this is just wonderful, especially, bringing in maybe the Semantic Web people, with Ali's suggestion of hybrid reasoning, I mean, all these other sort of cousin field, communities. One point though, I want to bring out, I agree with Ali that we time and again came back and say if the scope is too broad, we lose focus. But then for themes where we are trying to broaden and try to be inclusive and try to engage people, try to give people ownership, sometimes that is a plus rather than that's a sort of asset rather than a liability. So I just wanted to at least bring up to the table this point that we may or may not always want to just narrowly focus. When we are doing internal themes, internal facing themes, definitely we want to be as narrow, as focused as we can. But when we are doing outreach type themes, we might want to include as many people as we can. Just a thought.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's kind of a tricky thing we're doing today. I mean, we're doing this brainstorming, but we're not coming up with the theme as it will be, you know, developed in tracks, etc. So we're not going to that level of detail today. But at the same time, we do want to have a we don't want to be so vague that who knows what it turns into. If I may be so bold, Mike Dean is on. Mike, as someone who is in both communities, I was wondering if you had any comments about this. And then Mike, and then we'll go to Ali. Star 7, I think everyone's muted.
Mm-hmm. I just unmuted you, Mike.
Thank you. I think we can do to bridge the community is a good thing. You know, some of the topics having to do with reasoning over big data certainly I think is a good bridge topic. So you may not have seen the announcement yet, but Jim Hendler was just appointed head of a new lab focusing on, as far as I can tell, big data analytics. I don't know exactly the name of it at RPI. So he might well be a good person to engage. There's an involved there.
So you think this we could actually, you know, have a very fruitful sort of interaction then with this idea?
Okay, I'll see if I can find the announcement for Jim that actually included I think both their sort of supercomputing center, their visualization. And also their copy of IBM's Watson.
Okay, great.
Which is a pretty powerful combination if you can get those things working together.
Mm-hmm. So that Ali's up, and then actually I want to ask the same question about Ken, from Ken McCloskey, that I asked just as Mike Dean, but Ali, you're first.
Hi, Mike, thanks. I just wanted to clarify one comment I made on the chat, which is, it might be fruitful to identify what people in the two communities, Semantic Web and the Ontology community, perceive as pain points or difficulties in communicating and use those to focus the discussion in terms of the theme. I wrote what I thought were some perceived pain points on their end, but like actually elaborate and make explicit what people perceive as the problem would help us. And I mean, that might require maybe a session where we get people to talk about why there is this disconnect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can imagine actually, yeah, having that sort of, because I mean, this is sort of the like I say, coming up with a short list that then, you know, there'll be, there's typically a planning meeting in December where we try to get a little more, we could try to get a statement over like what the scope, a scope statement and potentially identify tracks and channels, et cetera. So maybe what, you know, what we could do is do that. And that is the theme for that particular session where we get, you know, people from the semantic web and formal applied ontology communities and come together and, like you say, identify, like what those pain points are, and those, you know, can in fact become the tracks. Yeah, that's interesting. Fabio?
Yes. I've had conversations in the past with a number of the folks that are clearly primarily in the semantic web community. So Jim Hendler, for example. I think it's his perception, and I keep telling him it's wrong, and I have told him it's wrong, but he views the formal ontology community, in this case also Ontolog Forum, as being kind of anti-semantic web, you know, disdainful of, let's say, lighter weight methods. In many cases, Jim has argued for, you know, a little semantics goes a long way. I disagree with him. I think that lightweight semantics is very useful depending upon the application. If it's a lighter weight application, lighter weight semantics is fine. So I think that, you know, even though I've argued with him before that some of these conferences, almost everyone is using semantic web technologies, they're still perceived as being, you know, in the formal ontology camp. So it's difficult, but, you know, I think what we need to do is along the lines of Ali, not only just for this summit discussion, but more general in the two communities, bringing them together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like you said, like the pain point here being, you know, the idea that a little semantics goes a long way, but how can you, you know, kind of balance that with the other ontologies that are being developed within, you know, the ontology community. And, yeah, I mean, I guess, you know, to use this as an opportunity to really, you know, kind of show, like you said, under certain applications, what's the richness of the axioms you need for that application and really come up with a nice comprehensive story. Let's see. So, Ken, if I can again impose, again, as someone who does a lot of work in both communities, what are your comments on this?
Your comments on behalf of Ken. Ken did say that he is triple booked, so
right.
Probably would only be on the chat most of the time. He might drop on voice, but he isn't now.
Can we ask Ken's bot to write a response? I guess not. Okay, let's see. I just want to hit, there's an earlier question here. Oh, I lost it now. Oh, Richard Martin, just a few minutes ago. How does the topic proposal for the two communities fit with the topic of semantic federation? Richard, you want to say a little bit more? Richard?
I just unmuted you, Richard.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yes.
Let me give you a couple of experiences recently. I have 8 organizations that have submitted 10 definitions that are all supposed to be targeting the same particular domain. Among those 100 or 80 some definitions, I did a formal concept analysis looking for commonalities between them. After we had taken the terms and the definitions and scrubbed them a little bit to try and make them as similar as we might be able to do, and found tremendous differences there. They all are in the same domain, but the definitions don't overlap, so it's hard for those eight organizations to communicate effectively at any level of detail. We've done a similar kind of thing in another organization where we had a set of eight terms, and we asked each of eight people to create a model using the relationships among those terms, and ended up with eight very different models. This whole notion, some time ago was characterized by John Warfield as spread think. And I am particularly interested in the ways in which we can reduce that spread think, which I think is essentially what the semantic web is trying to do. And how can ontologies help us do that? And I think this is an issue of semantic federation. How do we federate these very different expressions of what ostensibly are the same ideas? And that notion of that topic, which is very externally facing, is something that I'm very much interested in.
Okay, great. Thanks. Let's see here. Do you have other? What kind of happened today was I had this short set of themes that were extracted from the postmortem, and then we introduced a new topic. We kind of explored that. Are there any other themes? I'll just postpone my thought. Jack, you have a comment? Jack Green? Star 7.
Coming through?
Yes.
Thanks. Well, I simply want to echo what Richard Martin just said. Focusing today on the ontology community versus semantic web community is interesting, but it leaves out the 12 to 15 other communities who do not have necessary, sufficient, and efficient ways of understanding one another. Such communities are the systems design and architecting community, those who write laws, legislation, which is full of loopholes and conflicts, et cetera, et cetera. So I just encourage this group for the next team to take a somewhat broader look at how this field might better integrate or interoperate in distinct communities. And there are precedences. For example, Professor Rayo a number of years ago found the four factors that allowed him to unify the whole field of mathematics. And sometime back, a person invented the periodic table of the elements, in which he discovered four factors that allowed him to make a rather reasoned arrangement of all the elements as they were known at that time, et cetera. So I really encourage this group in the next year to open up the consideration of what you're trying to solve and get beyond just these two communities. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks. Okay, so we have, we have this, I raised the ones from the issues from our postmortem, and in our discussion today, so we have this discussion of semantic web and the formal ontology community. I mean, semantic federation, there's a lot of interest there. Are there any other theme ideas that, haven't been covered yet? I just want to get a sense, or are we kind of, slowly converging on one of these two ideas, or some idea that integrates everything.
Maybe we can go down to the list of attendees and some of whom have not had a chance to speak to ask their opinion. And so if I go down the list with Bob Smith, Hanson Graves, Ken's not online, Lamar Henderson, Matthew West, Stefano Bogle, those individuals of whom we haven't heard from yet.
So, yeah, do we want to just go down the list then alphabetically?
Yeah, might as well.
Okay, Bob. Bob?
Let me try to unmute everyone.
Mike Bennett.
Looks like it's a bad idea. Hang on.
Am I able to talk and be heard?
Yes.
Yeah, I was
go ahead, Bob.
Leveraging Richard Martin's definition between different industry segments. And in the construction industry, there's four or five major disciplines that have significant differences of opinion about exactly the same object, and we're attempting to start an ontology project just at the talking stage, and we're having quite a difficulty in simply getting traction within the core group that Lamar Henderson and I are in. So I think what we just heard, Jack Ring and Richard Martin introduce, going beyond just the two core disciplines to the outreach and increased awareness, educational opportunities across the disciplines. And I think using the Financial Industry Business Ontology, FIBO, which has received a lot of attention and discussion in this group, particularly as it gets involved with RuleLog and other tools which promise much greater leverage and power quite rapidly. So it seems like e-commerce as well as e-science is fair game here. That's my main point.
Okay, great.
Let's extend FIBO.
Henson.
I'm happy with the way the discussion is going and beginning to converge. I would only add that in terms of broad outreach, what is the most important thing is to see real success stories of taking, you know, a discipline, be it construction or whatever, and showing how one might actually showing the development of a common ontology or a federation of ontologies or things like that is the most compelling evidence for the general audience, in my opinion. That's really all I've got to say.
Thanks, Henson. So you could you wait on that same campus? Well, I put on the chat. So maybe rather than reasoning or some of the more esoteric applications, I can hear a sort of resounding suggestion that alludes to the focus on ontological analysis as a means to reach out to other communities who would benefit by the ontology discipline and the ways and methods of applying ontological analysis. Would that be a good characterization of the thoughts?
You know, I'm Lamar Henderson. You know, in the building industry, we're going through a major paradigm shift in how we approach the whole design and construction of buildings, and we're looking at what's called a life cycle paradigm, where we're considering the life of a structure, which is bringing together an incredible number of different disciplines, and we each have our own languages. I happen to be an architect. And so to have some sort of methodology, you know, like an ontological analysis or ontological process to start dealing with developing a common vocabulary would be incredibly critical for this whole effort to succeed. On the other hand, there is a group that was organized back in the early 90s, the International Alliance for Interoperability, that basically saw the problem of data exchange and information exchange between software programs. And they came together, and these were representatives of our industry, and they actually developed a file format, Industrial Foundation Classes, which actually has its own schema and structure. So, you know, there's a lot of activity going on within the industry. Just we need some help in terms of the structure of how to approach the problem so, you know, we can really move this forward in a much more rigorous and, you know, way.
I'm sure you can find consultants that will help you with that very quickly.
I'm sure we are. I'm sure we can. But there's a problem of that's a, you know, we're, you know, because of how the industry split up and its sort of, you know, differences and opinions and everything coming together, you know, once we can come together and deal with these problems in a rigorous way, we're trying to do this with a National Building Information Modeling Standards. It's, you know, we have to get a consensus among everybody, all the major players to do that and, you know, get the funding for it and move on.
That sounds like an educational challenge.
You better believe it.
Yeah. Well, do capture some of that, those thoughts on the chat. I can see this is sort of a totally different theme from big data or whatever we can do with big data, which is good. I mean, as Michael says, we don't want to, and we don't need to come up with a total consensus at this point. So having a few sort of competing themes is a good thing.
Peter?
Yes.
I don't know if I mentioned it earlier, but one theme might be the development of ontologies. How do you go about doing it?
Excellent.
That was what last year's topic.
No. That was evaluation.
Evaluation.
I'm talking about
that was last year's communique, though. That was last year's communique.
No. I'm talking about, you know, step A, you know, step B, and so on. How do you apply OntoClean? Or do you apply OntoClean? Do you worry about mediated concepts and relations? What foundational ontology you use? What are your ontological, what's your ontological architecture in Leo's speak?
That was probably going to be the discussion for the ontology textbook in 2 weeks. So I'll be focusing on that.
Okay. If we go down the list, I think Matthew West is next.
Yeah.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, that's good. First of all, apologies for being late. I just got the times confused. I'm actually personally very open about what we should be doing this year. The danger, I think, of looking at big data and linked data is really that it's just data. And you have all the usual problems, and it usually ends up being integration. How do you bring the data together so that you can do something useful with it? And of course, ontologies are useful for that, but this is stuff that to some extent you've done before. And I know a lot of this stuff is about, it's the same old stuff with new buzzwords. So that's not a big surprise, of course. Nonetheless, I think, looking at how ontologies can support what you, you know, what can you usually do with the ontologies in big data would be nonetheless perfectly sensible. I'd also be interested in the development methodologies, you know, the how to, what we ended up with in the communique, last year was the project outline. So these are the things you need to do. didn't say much about how to do any of them. And picking one or two of those and looking at how to do them would seem to me to be a logical step from what we did last year. If there's a textbook coming out, that's fine as an alternative way of dealing with that. But I think that would actually be also something useful to do. Any comments on that?
Okay. So yeah, so catch that in the chat so we can use this for future notes.
Yeah.
So I guess the next person we haven't heard from yet would be Stefano. Do you have any thoughts?
If you both step in the start, please, I mean, after you speak, capture your thoughts. And also, if it points to a possible theme, try to reduce it in a sort of one-liner that could be used as a theme title, even if sort of we tweak that later, at least. I mean, that would help tremendously.
Yeah, actually, once you hear back from, once you hear from Stefano, I want to then do a summary and come up with some potential titles here that we can use for our shortlist. So Stefano, go ahead. Star 7 to unmute. You might be muted.
I just unmuted you, Stefano.
Oh, sorry. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm afraid I don't know. I don't have a clear vision of this big data community or even the limited open data. So that's why I'm not commenting much on this. I would be very interested in knowing how foundational ontologies can be of some use in that area. So in a sense, the idea of reasoning and connecting this community would be great for me. But I would be even happy if we know how to use foundational ontology for something much smaller, like a Wikipedia, for instance. So I don't know what to suggest, because really I don't really have an idea of what is going on in those communities.
Okay.
On the other side, the development is really a good idea, but taking to another direction. I haven't had enough discussion to get an idea of what we want to do there.
Okay. I think we've kind of captured a lot of these ideas. I'm just going to put down what I see as some of the major themes here. So theme one being semantic web and formal applied ontology. Another one being the semantic federation. I'm not sure there's this other theme that was coming up, and I don't know if it was ontology development or was it, because at an hour 23 or 23 minutes after the hour, sorry, Peter summed up some of the comments as, are you alluding to the use of ontological analysis? And Henson said, I agree. So I'm not really sure what this third theme would be.
Ontology.
So that was theme three?
Yeah.
Okay.
And of course, I would think so. Then certainly ontological analysis hopefully is in there.
Okay. So these seem to be the three things that people have the most enthusiasm for, potentially.
Maybe development of ontologies within and across domains. So it's essentially.
And one of those domains is big data.
Mm-hmm. Leo.
I just wanted to underscore that one of the original topics was ontologies and reasoning over big data, which brings in semantic web too.
Mm-hmm. Well, actually, one of the reasons why I kind of like the idea of the semantic web and formal applied ontology is how it actually, to use Ali's expression again, the pain points. I mean, some of the pain points seem to revolve first around the role of reasoning. Other ones seem to revolve around, the fact that there are a lot of these big data applications, and, maybe the semantic web community perceives, well, you don't need these heavyweight ontologies for those kinds of applications. I think there's this other, maybe another potential pain point is this idea of, you know, we always thought that the ontology community is providing the content, you know, that then for the web community to use. And kind of conversely, the semantic web community is developing all these ontologies, but maybe without a lot of analysis. So I almost see the semantic web and formal applied ontology theme as kind of bringing in some of these other themes, almost as tracks, because they really do seem to me, from my perspective, which is biased, do seem to correspond to some of these pain points.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with that, but you know, what I'd like to do is see us aligned tackling the big data issue. So that kind of gives us a partnership to begin with.
Sir, can you repeat that?
Yeah. So I like the applied ontology and semantic web, formal applied ontology and semantic web. But I also like, you know, if we were addressing big data, in a sense, then we've already teamed up to handle the issue of big data. So that can drive the collaboration.
So you're saying, I'm just trying to kind of summarize what you're thinking there. So you're saying that it would be better to have a more focused bridge?
Because what I'd like to do is put us on the same side to begin with, right? So by addressing a problem like big data, the differences between us will come out, but it's a collaboration from day one, from the ground up.
Okay. So you're saying the theme would be ontologies and big data, but what we would try to do in the organizing committee would be to ensure that there's strong representation from the semantic web community.
Yeah, we could even phrase that, you know, something like semantic web and formal ontology for big data or something like that.
Okay. So capture that, and then Todd's next, and then Allie.
Well, I want to ask Leo. Leo, it's nice to say ontology and big data, and we can certainly spin it the way you suggested. We're close enough to D.C. here. But what is it that the tracks might be? What might the tracks be when you start talking about ontology and big data? I sort of asked this question to Peter earlier, and he had some suggestions. Leo?
Yes. Well, I'm not sure what, you know, exactly what you're interested in here.
If the theme of the summit is ontology and big data, fine. But then what are the tracks? How are we going to address the use of ontologies and big data? What are some of those specifics that you might imagine?
Yeah. So, especially if we have something like semantic web and formal applied ontology for big data, you know, what will come out is things like, you know, what are the methods used? What's the definition of methods used for big data? What's the what kinds of interpretations are needed? Semantic interpretations. So that might be a track. You know, that's kind of like a use case track.
That presumes some particular applications or use of the data, doesn't it?
Yes. You know, think back at, for example, Christoph Janowitz's briefing last year on geographical data. Correlating geographical data with other things. He used a lot of, you know, statistical methods in addition to the use of ontologies.
Yes.
So that's one. Another, obviously, is, you know, gets at Ali's comments about hybrid reasoning. So you may want to do initial, you know, simple reasoning, you know, on the level of, you know, schema.org or something, because your requirements are just simple, but the next step would be, you know, once you find things such as products and companies, you may want to do some, you know, more intensive reasoning using well-defined ontologies about organizations and supply chains and products and enterprises and so forth.
Right, and where would those ontologies come from?
What do you mean?
Well, one of the points I raised.
There are a lot of analyses out there, you know. So for example, you know, if there's an organization ontology the W3C has that's very simple, but there's, as far as I can tell, there's no reference to the Cove or enterprise ontologies. There's no reference to social roles and organizations that have come out of ontological analysis, like Stefano has done, and others in the formal ontological analysis community. There's issues like artifacts, right? There's complex analyses of artifacts. Again, Stefano and Laura Hugh and others have done. And but the lightweight ontologies that typically are coming out in the semantic web, or non-semantic web, like schema.org is...
Oh, I know, Leo, but I was just getting at, if the theme of the ontology summit is big data ontology, you know, what are some of the specifics of what those tracks might address? And you've covered some of that.
Yeah, a couple of them, right? So, and you know, I mean, another one would be, combining methods such as quantitative methods and qualitative reasoning.
Mm-hmm.
So, Ali, you're up.
I just wanted to suggest that there could be another potential track, and a lot of it has to do with how we decide to frame the topic. If, and I'm just using this as a sake of argument, if it was framed around reasoning and ontology, that would provide a mechanism by which we could capture both the semantic web community and also the systems communities and the big data community as separate tracks within the reasoning umbrella. And in that scenario, sort of the overarching theme is how do we use ontologies and reasoning in each of these different disciplines, but the problems that would come to the fore for each of the disciplines would be slightly different.
So it's funny because I'm cutting a completely orthogonal angle. I'm seeing semantic web and ontology as being an umbrella for in which reasoning would be a track.
Sure, I'm just saying there are different ways that these can be framed.
Okay, so I guess we have these three and a half themes. I guess because there's 3A is the one I guess was maybe suggested by Peter here, development of adult. Is that 3A?
It's not suggested. It's just a
trying
to include the thoughts of how ontological analysis helps sort of interoperability of those. Points that brought up.
Right. So we have these three themes then, semantic web and formal applied ontology, semantic federation, development of ontologies. So based on Ali's last comment, do people still want to consider the fourth theme as being possible theme as being reasoning still, or do you see reasoning kind of being subsumed under one of the other three themes? So semantic web and formal applied ontology. Next one, semantic federation.
It's a 1A. So.
Yeah. Well, is that a theme or is that a track within a theme?
1A?
Yeah.
I think that's the theme and is sort of putting big data onto the title. So 1 and 1A, I think 2 and 3 are actually the same thing.
Yeah. Expressed
differently. I mean, of course, Richard will have to adjudicate on that.
Right. I'm just thinking we have to wrap up here pretty soon. So what's our kind of action items here in terms, well, not action items, but we need to have this list for future discussion. So.
Well, should theme four then be the reasoning?
I'm asking, is that what you would want, or do you see it being subsumed under an existing theme?
It would be a stretch to in my imagination under the existing three themes.
I personally see it as being an easy fit in the semantic web theme.
Yeah, I agree. I think we have only got two themes. Can we ask Richard Martin to sort of whether he feels 2 and, let's say, 3A are actually the same thing. I mean, we are not finalizing on the title yet, but are we imagining sort of covering the same sort of material? Richard? I just unmuted you, Richard.
I kind of like that idea of moving it into the reasoning area. I mean, the issue is how do we reason across these domain ontologies, and our problem is that the ontologies are generally not suitable for reasoning. And so that this, the integration of those two, you know, I think this is getting closer to what I was, the problem area I'm trying to address.
Okay, so we basically have two themes, although I guess Leo's proposing a slightly more specialized version of the first theme. Is that accurate, Jack?
Well, I have a little bit different view from Richard's, because to me, Richard is talking about reasoning about ontologies. When we design an ontology, it's a different task than federating existing ontologies. For example, Ward Cunningham is now creating a wiki federation capability that allows people to bring together a whole bunch of seemingly disparate or whatever data and figuring out how to interrelate all those entities. So we in fact, in our community have two problems. One is, how do we take all these ontologies that are being created every day and make sense out of them? But a separate topic and number, it has to do with, how do we in fact design an ontology that has a useful for a purpose, which is quite the same as the issue of how do you design a complicated system. So I think that folding the question of how to design an ontology into the theme of reasoning across ontologies doesn't quite get you there.
Okay.
Because what we're really after is how to reason across ontologies per se.
All right. So people want to stick with these three proposals for themes? Yeah, Todd, we don't have to mush everything into one. You can make decisions between them. I think if we try mushing everything into one, we're definitely losing focus.
The notion of focus is relative, Michael.
Okay, so I'm thinking here, then we'll propose to the future organizing committee these three themes, and I guess potentially include Leo's theme 1A as a bit of a more focus on theme 1. Is that amenable to everyone?
Maybe. I mean, since I think of the few words could be interpreted differently. I know we're not going to do this now, but Michael, if you sort of take the one theme and then maybe make a paragraph below it as to sort of narrow down the interpretation and float that on the ontology summit mailing list, then I guess the broader and more people could sort of chime in before we sort of roll it up as the three.
What are you saying? So we'll just start the online discussion about these three possibilities?
We'll start with in terms of maybe as a proceedings, say that we have these three, instead of just three lines of a few characters, have a paragraph explaining what each theme is about.
I can do that for theme one. I can't really do it for the other two themes. I need some, those other two people to be champions. Because otherwise, I'm just interpreting it as what I would interpret it. So I'm happy to do that for Team 1 because I'm pretty excited about that. But Teams 2 and 3, I'm not sure if I could supply a summary. I think the people who propose Teams 2 and 3 would need to do that.
Okay, so I guess, Richard, you're stuck with 2, and who wants to take on 3? Todd?
I guess so, unless Stefano wants to.
Yeah. Okay. That sounds like at least something that we can bring to the list and churn a little bit more with more people.
Right. So so just practically, will Todd and Richard send me email with their summaries, and I'll incorporate everything into one email. I think that might be the best.
Ah, yes. Yeah.
Yeah. So you guys, if I'm interested, send me your summaries of the of those two teams, maybe even including some track ideas to help add some detail. Send to me, and then I'll put everything together in this message to the Anthology Summit list, as Peter was saying.
Okay. And when do you want this?
Next few days.
Okay. Very easy.
So yeah, this has been quite good. It's been very productive. I think a lot of great ideas here. So we're going to continue this discussion on the Anthology Summit list. Again, kind of identifying, getting a little more detail, scoping things out, and brainstorming about that next level of detail in terms of each of these ideas. So then that provides just even more information for both the Anthology Summit community and then particularly for the organizing committee. All right. Any last minute comments? Great. So
sounds great. Great session.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. Talk to everyone later. Bye bye.
Ciao.
Thank you. Bye bye.